Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you three free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
What? Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2.
No fights today. No big fights.
Just hold on and read this.
No, I don't want it. You don't get it.
That's not it. What's our behind the wall stuff?
Oh my God.
That behind the wall shit.
Here. Did you do the stuff I told you to put behind the wall?
Yeah, I put a picture. Big deal.
So that's cool.
I put a picture behind the wall.
Did you tweet it first like I told you to?
Yes. And I also put a video. I don't know if it came through or if it works. How do we get behind the wall? Do we have to pay to go behind the wall?
I know. I won't even try.
I want to see what's behind there.
Yeah, well.
How do we pay to get behind our own wall?
Why don't you ask Riotcast some of these important questions?
Okay, here's.
Shush.
Oh, we haven't done this one. What's this Amazon.com, My Wife Hates Me?
That's the thing you always do.
Oh, okay. If you're going to, if you buy on Amazon, just go to Amazon.richvoss.com. Is that how they do it?
Yes.
Then didn't we have it? Just tell them the whole, don't read it. Don't explain the behind the wall bullshit.
Look, you're going to pay $1.99 and then you're going to get to see all kinds of cool stuff we're going to put back there.
We're starting.
I started just, coming up brainstorming ideas. We got shows this weekend. We're going to take some video.
Are we?
Yes.
What, like video and
that's
see,
what
here's
I told
my
we're
problem.
Gonna do. I'm gonna like.
Here's my problem. I take videos on my phone, and they see and they go the file's too big to send or open.
What?
So I don't know. It's got to be sent through Dropbox.
You're probably doing like 4 minute videos.
No, 3 minutes. AirDrop.
3 minutes.
You know, so
you
I go.
You're not airdropping it. Don't act like you know what your AirDrop is. You don't.
I do know what AirDrop is. What I want to do to you on a plane.
Oh, hilarious.
It's AirDrop you.
Well, that is funny. That's a very funny thing to say.
Okay, so Amazon dot, if you're going to buy on Amazon, you go to Amazon.richvoss.com.
Look, we're going to buy a new house, so.
We have a lot. Okay. If you're not behind the wall, if you are behind the wall, you can listen to 141 IQ for free. Or if you're not behind the wall, you can get it at iTunes. My new CD is coming out.
I would just go 1 month behind the wall, get it for $1.99. Save yourself $2 or I don't know how much it is.
$5.99 on iTunes.
Yeah, save yourself $3.
Listen to it and then bail out.
And then, cancel your premium.
And hopefully they forget and don't bail out.
Exactly.
Well, my new CD is coming out in October. It's called Five. Rich Voss.
Are you going to put that behind the wall?
Roman numeral five. Not for a while. That doesn't go behind the wall.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Not right away.
No.
Not till I fucking bleed every, you know, every outlet I can with it. iTunes and...
What about all those podcasts we did in Montreal? Any of those could go behind the wall?
I don't think they came out. Oh, did that brother. Land on you, that piece of particle I just shot off my
Ew.
Tongue?
I hope not. Disgusting.
I went like this. I had a piece of food.
But why would you do it?
To see if my aim is to see if my aim was good.
True.
So here's the deal.
Oh, drink it up.
Here's the deal.
Drink it up again.
Last week's podcast was great. Quest Bar.
Was it?
Oh, people were raving about it.
Do they know what happened after that?
What?
Remember?
Well, I don't think they did because we didn't do another podcast.
We didn't do another podcast. But after, right after that last week's episode, I went upstairs, I took a shower, and I started coughing in the shower, which was weird. Like, I thought... I honestly...
We already talked about this.
No, I thought I'd swallowed a... We talked about it on the radio show, but not on the podcast. So I thought I tasted the Quest Bar, and I thought it was stuck in my throat, and that's why I was coughing.
No, we talked about it because I talked about the pepper spray I bought you guys.
Yeah, we talked about the pepper spray, but we did... At that point, it was just how crazy it is that you bought pepper spray for the family.
I didn't buy it for the family. I bought it for you.
I noticed it's in your drawer next to
Which
your
drawer?
Bed.
Yes. If someone comes in,
we all get killed from pepper
not if,
spray.
Not the pepper spray, unless they have night vision goggles.
Anywho, if you're breaking in, I guess you know what you need to get. Yeah, so I was coughing in the shower. I come out of the shower and I was like, oh my God, I can't stop coughing. And then I heard Raina coughing downstairs a little bit and I was like, did she pick up a cold that fast from school and give it to... Then you were coughing. You were, you know, in the other room ironing your shirt or something. You heard us all coughing. You didn't say a word. You let me go into the bedroom, get dressed. Still just... And then he came in. This is 5, 6, 7 minutes after.
Not
five. We've all been coughing. He says... Do you think it might have been the pepper spray that I sprayed in the garbage? Yes. Yes, I do.
I
we had to open all
the
windows.
I sprayed it in the garbage.
It doesn't matter.
But why would it travel throughout the house? It was in the garbage in the paper bag in my room. You know how I have a paper bag next to my bed for tissue or Kleenex? I almost said Kleenex.
You're disgusting.
You know how you throw tissue, blow your nose, or gum, or whatever.
We understand how garbages work. Carry on.
Like, so I had it next to my bed. It's a paper bag in the plastic bag. You know when you go to the supermarket?
Yes, you got paper and plastic. You're
sometimes
really environmentally friendly.
Sometimes I go paper or plastic, but when you do the paper in the plastic, it stands up on its own.
Come on.
Do you know what I'm talking about, right?
What is your fucking problem? Don't. I said, we're not going to fight, so stop doing it. You're pushing my buttons.
So I just hit a quick dose into the bag to see how it comes out.
While I was in the shower, that's where you did it?
Yeah, I wasn't.
And then immediately everyone started coughing. Why didn't you say, hey, guys, we should open some windows. I just sprayed pepper spray. Now everyone in the house is coughing. Why'd you keep silent?
I didn't realize that.
How could you not have? This is the kind of thing that makes me think you're completely out of your mind. And also, you told me when you handed me the pepper spray, you were like, be really careful. The guy said, I don't know what guy. You were
a cop. I played
some cop that, yeah. Probably that's all you talk to people about. You see black people, you talk about sneakers. You see white people,
no, I talk
you
white
talk
people
about pepper
about,
spray.
I talk to white people about sneakers, too.
Really? You talk to your friend Dave about sneakers?
Dave who?
Your buddy that you golf with,
Dave Miller.
Yes, and he called me yesterday.
Why?
Thank God I ignored the call. And then the message was, "Your husband's coming home in a real shitty mood, man. He's been destroyed. He's, you know, I don't know if he had a bad golf game or something."
Yeah.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So he called you for that?
He called me and left me that message.
He's lonely.
I was like, leave me out of it. I don't need to.
I wasn't in a shitty mood. I almost killed myself. I dozed off.
People
as I was
tell
driving.
Me stories about you being in shitty moods golfing all the time, like angrily.
Who?
I don't remember, some club owner or somebody was like,
oh, the guy at Mohegan Sun?
He was like, man, I'm in a nice shot. And he didn't even comment. He was pissed about his own shots. And I don't know what the hell he was.
Yeah, I get mad sometimes when I'm falling apart. I shot all 80s.
Do you think, though, like, is that like,
I shot
do you understand that's selfish?
Listen to me.
Do you understand?
Golf is selfish. You're playing
against
yourself.
Then don't go play with other people. Go by yourself.
No, because then you need other people there, or else you play too fast. And
I was putting them so that the glass wasn't down. I was just going to set them up for you. You're fucked up.
So golf, I shot all low 80s last week, or middle 80s. Then all of a sudden I go to Ocean City. One day I stink half of the day. The other half I'm better. The next day at the tournament, I'm cracking the ball, hitting it like I've never
cracking
hit it.
Cracking the ball.
Then I'm getting ready to play yesterday.
You're inconsistent.
And I'm shanking it. I'm hitting it, and I just said...
Shank means go to the left, everybody.
No, go to the complete right.
That's if you're standing that way.
No, that's if you're a righty. If you're a lefty, then it goes to the left.
Right.
You're hitting it off the hosel.
I know.
No, you don't. Give me some golf terms you know.
No, I don't want to get off this pepper spray thing yet.
Give me some
and how
term.
Crazy you are.
What, to spray it in the garbage?
Some cop was like... You thought it was important enough to tell me that the cop was like, this is real.
It's powerful.
Powerful. Be very careful with it. You know, even if you just get it on your hands or anything, it's a nightmare.
He said it went off in his pocket and his balls and everything were burning, or I don't know, something like that.
Well, it's pepper spray.
But I thought it only works in your eyes. I didn't know it hurts your breathing.
Well, I'm glad that you did a little bit of research on it before you just fucking emptied it into the paper bag by your bed filled with tissues.
Yeah, do you think that would absorb it?
What are you talking about?
You spray it and, you know, tissues absorb. That's what tissues do. I didn't think it I thought it just blinded you. I didn't know it hurt your breathing. See, I bought it.
Then I had a conversation with you. We were both standing on the balcony as some lady was below walking her dogs, and I had to have like one of those whisper fights with you. Don't answer your phone.
It's Don Wicklin.
Yeah, but they put the podcast on pause.
I don't know how. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hello? Hello? You're calling me. Maybe by accident. Maybe this is a wrong accident. Or maybe it's an accident and you butt dialed.
Oh my God, hang up the phone.
Hello? Hello?
Oh my God, it screams desperation. Hello? Hello? Are you there, Don? Don, did you call me? You called me, Don? Don is basically our boss at Sirius.
He's a nice guy. And he always is a team player. I'm not going to lie.
Whatever.
Team play. Look at the dogs eating. Look at that.
Oh, God. I'm glad we got a podcast so we could share this kind of information. This is the kind of thing you get behind the wall. So get your $1.99 fucking subscription ready. It's Rich Voss just into a... Oh, you hear that sound? That's our dog eating.
Well...
Here, I'm going to take a phone call. Somebody accidentally called me. Was this a wrong accident? I know those two things mean the same thing. I don't know what it means when you put them together. Oh, hey, Don. You called me. You called me. He's taking calls. No one's there. This is exciting stuff, Sandy. Get in here. One day, Sandy's going to be on the podcast. You know that, right?
Yes.
One day, she will fucking come in here. You will do something.
I want to get her.
You'll
in.
Hear.
Somebody playing the drums on the table?
I was trying to make it sound like she's getting closer.
Oh. I can't believe you do sound effects now.
Did you call me in from the other room?
You know what you don't do in a while? You haven't done?
What?
Impressions.
I've stopped doing them. You know why? Because you get known for something and then you can't break out of it. Do you know what I mean? It's like when I do stand-up now, people are like... You know what I have to say at the beginning of my stand-up also, which I always just say to people, please don't give me a standing ovation.
Oh, I'll talk... Go ahead. But go ahead. What did you say? You just reminded me of something. Go ahead.
Clearly.
What do you
go ahead.
To,
No. This is Rich Voss MO. Oh, was Bonnie talking for two sentences? I can barely fucking concentrate.
I know what you say in the beginning of your show.
What?
Hey. Something like that. Hey. Or something. What do you say?
Oh my God.
You say like, you know, hey.
Our anniversary is on the 17th, and this is
that's
this
tomorrow.
No, and Saturday.
Saturday. What I wanted to get you, I didn't have time. I'm going to get it to you for Christmas. But go ahead.
We don't have to get it. We don't get each other anything. I don't like that.
For Christmas?
I don't think that you should celebrate something as evil as this marriage. I just think it's wrong.
It's not evil. How about the pounding the other night?
Stop, please. Don't.
Okay, go ahead. What were you saying? The first thing you say on stage?
I tell people, please don't give me standing ovation. Like, they look at me like, we're not. We won't. But they always do by the end. It's like they can't believe.
I got one the other day.
When somebody got up to leave?
That's never been done before. That's weird you said that.
I thought that's what you were going to say. I was just trying to guess what.
Well, I was at a golf tournament. You want me to explain the golf tournament?
Oh, will you? Oh, please do, Mr. Voss. Why, Bonnie's got nothing important to say. Well, she's just here to look at you non-smile. Isn't that wonderful, being a man with a wife who can just be there to comfort you in times of need? You can ignore her close up. Every morning I get up and
was I rude last night during dinner when I sat down and I said,
yes. You know you were, because why would you? You're the worst at trying to casually get me to talk about something. Was it rude when I sat down yesterday at the table?
I just sat down like a man at his dinner table. Obviously, you don't watch those movies like, you know, movies like Jane Got Her Gun or some old Western movies where the man sits down, or even those commercials for Geico or whatever. The man sits down, the woman brings the meal. Have you seen those?
Well, then not one of those movies has the man ever shot off his pepper spray in the house. And if he did, that woman would, honey, I told you, get outside with that nonsense. We got kids in here.
That was a good movie, huh?
Jane Got Her Gun?
Yeah.
She certainly got her gun.
She's very attractive, Natalie Portman. I bet if I... See, here's my problem.
What is it?
If I was in Hollywood...
Uh-huh.
Working like the improv, the factory, the store... Like
sure.
I would be working all of
Let's
them, right?
Let's fantasize.
Well, I would be working those clubs, obviously, if I was there.
If you were in Hollywood.
Or in L.A. I would have met a celebrity by now. I would have dated a celebrity. Like a Natalie Portman or a...
I'm sure there's women that are completely broken there too. Yeah, I'm sure there's beautiful women that
don't you think I would have
completely have zero self-esteem. That now, can I ask you, what do you offer someone? Like, when you think about yourself as a catch, like, what is it that you're thinking? Is it your looks, your body? What part of it do you think a woman is just gonna really go for?
My
with
sense
you?
Of humor.
And that's something women generally... I know the kind of women that find you funny, okay? They look like they were conceived on the Jersey Shore. Spent a little time on a bitch pad, okay? Their fucking boobs are in a bra that's two sizes too small.
What else?
No, I'm not gonna what else you... You're just gonna like you do not look like you have any desire to hear somebody else talk.
I'm listening to what you think.
It doesn't matter, but you don't look like it.
Because
you don't
you're
sound
trashing
like
me. You were trash. You're saying girls that are attracted to me. That's negative towards
me. Well, go ahead and tell me something that's positive about you that a girl would like.
Okay, do you want me to?
Yes.
One, I have a nice sense of humor. Two, I'm very
you
caring.
You have a nice sense of humor.
Good.
Okay.
I'm caring.
In what way? Like when you go to like rub the skin off their shoulder or something with your fucking monkey hands.
nice face.
Well, you're like, you don't ever act like you enjoy touching someone, being in close quarters with them.
I touch you and you go, get off me. You go, get off.
No, because you're looking, it's always such a gross, like, it's never just a nice, caring moment. No, it's like, show me your boob.
No, no.
Always. Never. Always. Let me see your boob.
Oh, you do have nice boobs. You know, someone with pretty eyes, you go, oh, look at those eyes. Right?
Oh, you know what?
What?
What? You're just a horrible person.
Anyhow,
you have nothing to offer. So you know what? Don't walk around like, oh, I'd be so great.
I have a lot to offer.
You know how jealous you would be if you were fucking dating a celebrity? Not just that other guys would want to fuck them, but that you didn't have what they had.
What? They don't have what I have.
Can you imagine Natalie Portman going to an audition? And remember that time you tried to get me? I got an audition and you tried to force me to tell the casting director to bring you in also with me. You don't remember that?
Not at all.
It was a show called...
Oh, the one on True TV?
I don't think it was True TV, was it?
No, the 25, all that stuff you had to write?
No. Not that one. Although that one you were also...
Yeah, because that was a lot of money. And I just finished a pilot.
Yeah, but okay, you don't think Natalie Portman's going in for parts that are worth a lot of money?
So if she went in for a part, I would help read with her. I would be supportive.
Oh, my God. The way you are with me?
I'm very supportive of you.
Oh, my God.
If you don't think I'm supportive of you, you're
no,
crazy.
No, like if you help me with an audition or something, you don't.
I do all the time.
When I had to do all those you-know-what jokes, did you write one of them?
No, but that's
did
not an audition.
Like read
How many
them
times
over?
Have I
but
read
when
with
you were writing on the Oscars... Every single joke you wrote had to go through me. Every single joke.
I just asked your opinion.
Yeah. But did I do it?
Yeah, you asked my opinion. I said they were funny.
I read you three jokes for the entire time.
No, you read me some jokes and I go, those are great.
Oh, my God.
The ones about Chinese and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
See, you're delusional. You forget.
No,
you're getting old. You forget. We get old. We forget stuff.
No. And then that show was called When the Women Left or something like that.
What?
And it was this reality show where all the women were going to leave the houses or whatever, the homes, and leave the husbands there to deal with the kids and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And the women were going to like some spa or something. And then I was going to host it and then also go in and interview the guys, how they're doing, blah, blah, blah.
What happened to that?
They didn't use a host.
Did the show go?
I don't know if it actually... I think it did go on air. Mm. It was for Lifetime? I don't remember what it was for. Anyway, when they were like talking to me about hosting this show, you had a huge fight with me.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. It was a huge blowout fight in the car. We were on our way to New York. I think I might have started crying because I was like in such a fucking weird position because you kept telling me to bring you in, that the show would be better with
a comic.
I am a comic.
No, as taking care of the kids.
No, you wanted me to go in.
I don't remember.
To the audition and tell them, I think I have a better idea and bring you, please, if you wouldn't mind welcoming my husband, Rich Voss. I think this is, I know you're just looking for a female host, but I think this is like a much better, like you wanted me to like rewrite the show for them a little bit.
You're a good
bring
writer.
Bring you in.
You're a great writer.
But I didn't even have the job yet. And you were, I was like, no. I can't. I go, maybe I get the job, I can suggest it. And you started yelling at me. And I won't say some of the things that you said because they were really awful about the things that you had done for me. And why wouldn't I do this for you? So you do get crazy.
No.
You won't admit it. You don't remember that? Our dog has just learned to bark, and now no one was at the door.
But that's good that she's barking or something. Good girl. Good girl.
Good girl. You bark when people break in our house.
You bark. You're not a watchdog, but you're a what do you call it, dog? I mean, you're not an attack dog, but you're a watchdog. Oh, she's walking back to bark at the door that no one's at.
You gave her like positive reports.
Good girl.
Good girl. They're just playing with their dogs, Sandy. They're not even doing anything. They don't even know that they're on. It's like we're just hearing part of their day. That's what makes it so great. Get in here. When I say get in here, you get in here.
All right.
I will murder your mother.
Let me explain this.
He gets violent sometimes, and people don't know that part of him, but we're seeing it a little bit here.
She's going back to the door to bark at nobody just because I said, good girl.
I hope that's my package coming.
Oh, your package?
I got a package coming.
You ordered a cock?
Oh.
Nice package. You know people go, nice package?
No, that, I never heard that. That's so funny. That is so funny.
So I'm at the
you don't remember at all that story that I just told.
Can I move on?
No, I want to know if you remember. Because here's the problem that we have. This is the breakdown, I think. Is that the reason that I keep telling you stuff and you keep calling it lecturing and you always are like, it's because you never acknowledge that you've actually like taken something in. Like if you were to say to me, yeah, like you're something, I might argue it for a minute and then be like, well, okay, maybe that part's true. Or yes, I did do that. Or, well, I was in a bad place at that time, but you never cop to anything. Okay. And you're supposed to be so honest and so self-aware because of your program.
Here's how you attack me throughout my character defects or what I've done wrong.
I didn't attack you. I simply said, do you remember doing that?
But you're saying negative things about me in this business. I have negative things that you have done that affected me, but I never bring it up. Never. Okay.
Okay. Well, you're allowed, but you...
If I did, you'd lose your mind.
Here's the thing. That story would have never come up. When I said, oh, you wouldn't get jealous of Natalie Portman or business stuff, you go unequivocally, you're like, no, never. I'm the greatest, basically.
No.
And then I go, well, here's an example.
Well, because
of
she's
something.
An actress, I wouldn't be upset about her. We would never.
See, this is where the denials thing, and this is where I start pushing. Then I get meaner and meaner because you won't acknowledge it. But I could bring up 5 instances like this from our past where you've gotten angry and yelled at me, started a huge fight because I didn't, in your mind, enough for you.
You used to start fights with me after shows, after you used to have a bad set all the time.
Okay, bring this up after if you would like. But first, before you start saying what I did, and then, because I know how this conversation works, you'll start saying what I did, and then I'll apologize for the things that I did, and then you walk away, and it's never the thing that started the conversation.
I'm sorry,
but
I've gotten better. I never get mad anymore.
Rich, I can tell you, I would say a month and a half ago,
no,
where we were driving in the parking lot of... the grocery store, and we had a huge screaming fight. I went to bed crying that night.
No.
You remember I got out of the car, or no, you got out of the car, and I wouldn't get out of the car, and I drove around for a while before I came in.
Where?
We'd come back from New York, and you started bringing up at some point right near our house. I was talking about a show that we're going to do together, and you started saying that I wasn't supportive enough of you. Do you remember this? Then we had to go get some groceries. So we pulled into, ShopRite or somewhere.
How do you know? You saw ShopRite?
Yeah, it was, it was Weiss or Weiss, whatever it's called. W-E-I-S-S or 1S. And you went in there, you came back out, and you started the fight again about how... And I kept saying, why are you saying these things about me? You kept saying that I didn't support you enough, I didn't push for you enough, that I don't care about you, I only care about myself. You called me selfish.
No.
In that, you don't remember?
Sometimes you make mistakes in fights.
Okay. This is exactly... You're very close. You need to change the we to the I. And then you're almost there. But
mean,
it's almost like impossible.
Wait, first of all, your sayings, what do you mean change the we to the I?
You just said we make mistakes in fights. No, bring it to yourself. Let yourself free. Say, I fucked up that time. I was jealous in my heart.
I wasn't jealous, but I made more.
You clearly were jealous.
No, I was angry.
But why?
Huh?
I've just brought up 2 instances where you did the thing that you just said that you don't.
You can't. One was 7 years ago, and one was a month and a half ago. I've been great since then,
Rich. There was another one that this one was probably 3 months ago, where I was going to have a meeting in LA with someone, and then you got very upset that you weren't coming to the meeting with me.
I was mad at that. Yes, because I don't like the fact that this person just pushed me off to the side.
No one pushed you off to the side. You chose not to get involved.
How I chose not to get involved? To do his dumb three-way texts that are fucking ridiculous and racist and stupid and not funny.
Whatever.
Okay. I like him as a person.
I'm giving you so many examples.
But I'm giving you examples.
I'm giving you a rebuttal on that one. Stop rebutting, though. That's my point. It's like, say, like, oh, I guess the first thing that I brought up was, oh, wouldn't you get jealous of Natalie Portman or her success? No, never. I'm amazing. I gave you three examples, two very current ones. And yet, even though, because here's the thing, it's the same kind of thinking that makes you a hypochondriac, that makes you a fucking hoarding shit for the future, that there's a grain of truth, or you have like some grain of morality to it.
I don't hoard.
And then you blow it out of proportion.
How am I a hoarding?
You're hoarding things for the end of times. Do you want me to say what it is that you're hoarding?
Not for the end of times, just for
anxiety medication. You're hoarding anxiety medication.
National disaster or floods or hurricanes.
I think it's a dumb idea, but then I rethought it, and I was like, well, he could get a lot of money for anxiety medication at end of times. You know what I mean? People probably really want that.
Well, what I need money for at the end of times,
I don't know.
It would be barter. I would trade it for like a sickle.
Thank you for being very specific with this stupid scenario.
I would go, okay.
But do you see why it's hard? You can't see why it's hard to like if you were to get mad at me about something and then I just kept being like, no, not true, doesn't happen.
I don't say something.
You just get angrier and angrier and angrier.
I said I was wrong in certain cases. I was sorry, but there's always two sides to every story. That's what you don't understand.
I do understand. No, it's that you, but Rich, all you see is the other side. You're not saying like, oh, I am like that, or I do that, or I shouldn't
do
that.
That's why I try not to do it. That's why I barely do it.
You barely do it?
Yeah.
When have I ever gotten mad at you for some part of your career? When have I ever done it? The one time was years ago when one of your managers wanted you to wear a sandwich board around downtown, and I made you call him and tell him to go fuck himself. That's the only time I really got involved and mad and angry.
You got mad at someone writing jokes for me.
Okay, but these were all things like on your side. Like this wasn't like, I wasn't like, you better get me on the Oscars writing staff.
No.
You don't care about me.
No, you see, you only giving your point of view. If I give my point of view, then it would even things out, and you would realize that.
No, you don't have a point of view.
Yes, you want.
No,
me
you don't.
Yes,
no,
I
you
do.
Don't. Okay, let's go. Let's start with the one where you tried to make me go in, and you made me feel really bad, by the way, that I wouldn't go in. That you were like truly, and I know you hate this word, but you were truly bullying me to go to that casting director and tell them to bring you in with.
No, I never said that. I never bullied you to do that.
You really did. And in fact, I don't want to bring up because you were like, I got you into this. I'm the one who got you started with that.
No, first of all, I was behind you.
And I don't
want to
say what those things were, but I mean,
I was all behind you all the way through a certain.
But why
thing.
Were you yelling at me that I wouldn't do that then?
I was behind. Well, first of all, our relationship was newer and it was growing, and we didn't know where we were at in our business. We weren't like a brand like we are now. It was fresh, and I saw things I was doing for you then, and I thought maybe at the time you should have done that for me. So that was a long time ago, and I could be wrong. I'm sorry.
You were very wrong.
Okay.
Say you're wrong.
I said I was wrong for it, but
no, you didn't. You just said I could be.
Okay, I was wrong, but that was many years ago before we.
But I wonder, honestly, do you have any emotional, is there any, like, when you make me cry or, like, make me feel that bad, which you tend to do when I have good things happening for me, how does it make you feel? Like, do you feel good? Like, good.
No, I don't try to make you cry.
I got it.
See, here's your
problem. Well, what is it then? Like, later you don't seem to care that much. You're just like, are you still mad about it?
First of all, don't give you, like, I'm a monster.
I'm asking for real. Are you a sociopath?
No. No.
Will you kill me in my sleep? No. Do you have emotions? Does it impact you?
I always want to see you happy.
No, you
know,
don't.
Listen, let me explain.
That is such
you're
bullshit. That's such a, like, stupid
first of
thing
all,
to
you're,
say.
Here's, you're not the easiest person on the
I
planet.
I 100%
no,
agree
you are,
with you.
Okay, then, like this morning you came down without, hello, how you doing? You started.
I didn't want to wake you up.
No. Wait, what did you do in the kitchen this morning when you got... Like, you were already yelling at me about stuff in the kitchen or...
No, I wasn't.
Or last night.
No, I said... This is what I said. I said, there's still pasta salad in here. I put it in there in case you wanted a couple of bites.
No, not that
you
one.
You took
not
that,
that
as
one.
A lecture.
No, not that one.
I said, I was just trying to be nice.
No, not that one. There was something recently or yesterday when I got home. Whatever. I come in, instead of hello, you're like, oh, look what's on the counter. Oh, look, da da da. Whatever, whatever. Just a little. But this morning,
well, because it's like
I woke up because you got me up making noise, and that's okay. You're supposed to. You're getting our daughter off to school. I get up, and then you were going. You're yelling at me. Oh, would you stay up late watching TV?
There was no yelling going on. I said to you, you said, I would have gotten up. And this is what I said to you. I said, well, I knew, because you took a nap at like 7 o'clock last night.
I was exhausted.
I get that.
I fell asleep in the car.
You're defending yourself against someone. I never got mad at you. Not one time.
It wasn't seven.
Not one time. You slept for 2.5 hours in the, like, from... Yeah, it was probably like from 8 o'clock until 9:30.
No,
that's an hour and a half. But somewhere in there.
See how she exaggerates? Go ahead.
Okay, so.
Case in point.
Case in point. Thank you. And so this morning I got up and I said, when you got up, you were like, why'd you get up? I would have gotten up. I said, it's fine. I know that you stayed up late last night. So I'm sure you didn't get to sleep until like 4 o'clock in the morning. That's all I said. There was no yelling. There was no negativity in it.
I watched...
there was nothing. How do you turn that into like, she was yelling at me?
I watched the last three episodes.
Could you answer the question, please, before you start getting into like how many fucking Narcos you watched?
Whoa, knowing what I watched. I don't remember the question. Let's move on. I'm sorry if I...
Why did you think that was yelling at you?
No, it's not yelling. It's digging.
It's not digging. You
when
took
you
it.
Said
no, you,
go, you
felt
when
guilty
you said,
or something,
no,
and then you
no.
just...
You sat and go, well, you stayed up watching TV all night.
I did not say it like that.
You did.
I didn't.
Know thyself. So, I watched the last three episodes of Narcos, and if you watch Narcos...
This is why the podcast, when people go, oh, do you guys feel like you guys... It helps your relationship? No, because... Nothing. It's just.
I apologize already.
I just become a fucking bitch, and then Rich is like.
First of all,
I watched three Narcos. Our dog is at the door.
Why are you moving around like you're dancing and all? Just sit and talk. You're all over the place. I apologize for what I did 8 years ago. I apologize because I gave you a reason. When I wasn't invited to LA, I was very mad about that. And there's other reasons I'm mad about it. Okay, that's all. And sometimes But
you're not willing to do the hard work prior to, which part of that is being a part of somebody's fucking dumb email chain and all that. I had to do it. I put in all that work. I answered all the emails. I did everything.
Bonnie,
you don't want to do any of that, but you still always want to be included in the thing. It's like I've tried to keep you included. That we're doing, you're like, I don't read any of the emails.
I read some.
I was like, okay, well, good. I mean, you're going to make a fantastic producer.
No, here's.
You're always telling me how much you do and how much you don't take care of any of that stuff.
Yes, not that one. You're in charge of that one.
I
hooked us up.
Turns out I'm in charge of all of them right now.
But we're a business. Your part of the business is doing that kind of stuff.
What's your part of the business? Golfing?
No, go traveling and doing these gigs for the last 10 years. From what you know?
So stop doing them. I've told you so many times.
We
got to
pay bills.
Stop doing them.
We got to pay bills.
There'll be another way.
No, there won't be. That's a fantasy.
No, it's not.
You can't just say, guess what? I'm not taking any gigs. There'll be another way.
No, I'm not saying don't take any gigs. I'm saying only take the good ones.
They still got to make a certain amount of money every month. We have a high nut. We live an
extravagant... You have one high nut that you have to go to the doctor.
We live an extravagant lifestyle, okay? And which is great. We do what we want when we want. That's our problem. We don't have any barriers. We don't have any... Well, we get a dog. Cars, we get cars when we want. Go out to eat, fuck it, we go out to eat. But we do everything we want without... Most families try to find the cheapest and easiest way out of everything. Not us. We just do what
Not
we
most
want.
Most families. Maybe if we're in the hood where you grew up or something.
No, every family, they try to find... Oh, okay, let's... We went and bought it, like, say...
No, they don't.
We went and bought
it. I know how these people live.
We bought a refrigerator a couple weeks ago. We just walked in and looked at it.
I guarantee you.
We looked at...
That's exactly how they do it.
No, yes. People shop. They go online. Don't. They read reviews. No.
I mean, maybe they do. Some people do. Some people don't. But don't say everyone else is living like this. They're not.
We live willy-nilly. If we want something, we get it. I just ordered a pair of pants. I don't need them, but I wanted them. So I got them. We order stuff. We do what we want. So we have a very expensive lifestyle. If we cut back completely, didn't go out to eat three times a week, didn't buy all the clothes that we buy, didn't drive the nice cars that we drive. We always have a new car, always. It lasts 2 years. We have a car for 2 years apiece and then get a new car. But, hey, we deserve it. We work hard. So I go on the road in this business called the business of, let's say, McVoss Productions. In this business, you do what you do great, the writing, the putting the shows together. That's what you do great. I go on the road. I sell CDs. I promote myself. I book myself. I do that well. So we're a business, and there's different aspects of the business. I never tell you and yell at you, go, I can't believe you're not going to Ohio this weekend. Okay.
But we know that's the reason that I'm not going to Ohio has nothing to do with me not wanting to go and do stand-up. It's because somebody has to be here.
Yeah, but you're not going to make as much money on the road as I make. You're not going to do it. I'm not saying I'm a better comic or better credits. I make more money only because I've been doing it.
Right, but give me 1 year, I'm sure I would be up to...
No, not you don't understand how these fucking asshole clubs work. You can make that face. Oh, give me 1 year. Okay, that's like me saying to you, give me 1 year and I'm sure I can write scripts as well as you.
Go ahead.
Can I in 1 year, can I write scripts as well as you?
I don't know. You've never written a script.
So can I?
I'm sure you could if you... But the thing with scripts is not about... It's like somebody has to actually fucking do it. You have to... Type it out.
See, what you think, I'm not degrading
you.
I'm not degrading your comedy in any way.
I'm not degrading you either, but you're like...
On a 1 to 10 scale as a comic, you're a 10, obviously. You're a 10, I'm a 10. But the club circuit, I've been working these clubs for 15, 20, 30 years. So I make a certain amount of money. If you went in there the first year, look, I'm not degrading you in any way. If I got a job, if it came between you and I writing for a gig, for a TV show, they would pick you in a second, obviously.
No, they because, didn't. Yes. You've written for the Oscars.
That's
because
Chris likes me. But if it came down, if True TV said, oh, we're looking for a writer, Rich Voss or Bonnie, they would pick Bonnie. And they should pick Bonnie because Bonnie's a better writer and has a longer resume. Okay? Now, if Bananas Comedy Club goes, oh, we need a headliner, Rich Voss or Bonnie, they're going to pick Rich Voss. That's how it is. You have excelled in what you do, and in the business eye, in the eyes of the business, you do it great. I've excelled at what I do. So it's two different things. Now, not saying one's better than the other, that's just what we both excelled in. So, yes, to keep this business going, you take care of the live shows, most of it, 90% or 80% of it, and I take care of keeping the business going. That's all. And it's not good or bad in either way. That's what we do. If I could write a script like you did, I would love to. Because when I work on projects, when I make my own CDs, which I know how to do, I love doing that. I'm done with my last CD and I'm kind of like stagnating, going, what's my next project? That's all. You always have another project lined up for you. That's what you have. You just finished the one for what's his name?
Don't say it.
I didn't say it. So you have a lot of projects. My projects are making CDs, really booking gigs on the road, going on the road. So it's just one's not better than the other. I'm not demeaning you in any way. And that's just how it goes. So, you know, I could tell you a nightmare I just did. I'm going to tell the nightmare that I turned it turned out to do well, you know.
How much time can I leave for this part?
Why would you leave? Are you mad at me now for explaining that?
No, I'm not mad. It's just like you explained something that it has nothing to do with the thing we were talking about.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does. I apologize for what I did. I said to you 10 years ago, or when I get jealous, I apologize. But you then said, well, I do this, I do that.
No, I was talking about the trip to LA that I could take care of on my own, that you were mad that I wasn't bringing you. Then there was the time I didn't bring you to a meeting. You got mad at me. The time that, you know, you said I was selfish, I wasn't helping you enough. You got mad at me.
I wasn't mad at you. You
it's
weren't
fine.
Bringing me to LA.
I get it. You're not going to change. But I just want to put out there for Natalie Portman. Don't fall for it. He will be jealous. He will get angry. He does like to see you cry.
Are you kidding me? I would treat Natalie Portman as...
And next time Rich makes me cry, I'm going to film it and put it behind the wall.
I don't have that power in life to make someone
Okay, here we go. Where he relieves himself of any responsibility towards my emotional well-being. He has no control. You're right. You're right.
You're close. I can't have a conversation with you because you never see your side. I apologized for my actions like 8 or 10 years ago. I explained why.
But what about the newer ones?
Well, you didn't let me finish why I was.
No, you went into a fucking complete like.
No, I was
dissertation on the
business of
the Rich and Bonnie breakdown of who does what.
Let me tell you another thing. Bonnie came up with the name Mick Voss Productions. This is Bonnie came up with Mick Voss Productions. I go, not bad.
Not bad. I had to come up with Mick Voss. You would have not said yes to anything else.
That's not true.
Because it has to be Rich Voss front and center. 100%. I do it all the time.
No.
That's the thing you don't understand.
No.
If I want to get something through, I put Rich Voss at the top.
No,
big
that's
as
not true.
Fuck.
You're on top. Mick. Is on top of Voss. Mick Voss Productions. Your name is first. Everybody knows you as McFarlane. What are you kidding me? You're turning your head. So Bonnie comes up with Mick Voss Productions, and I pondered it. I thought about it, and I go, okay, we'll go with this since we don't have anything else.
Does it have my entire name in it? Yeah, I guess. I guess we can.
I said, I'll go with this.
And when
I then I gave other better good names for production companies. Like, what did I give? Like Jersey something or Hillsboro something or...
I don't know.
What the fuck? I gave some good names. And then you yell at me, you go, you're not good with titles. Don't remember that one? You're not good with titles.
I don't think you're good with titles.
So, I'm very good with
titles. I'm judging by the way. Look, just go back and look at some of these titles of these podcasts. If you see a good one, I probably thought of it.
I come up with all the titles almost.
They're so literal. It's ridiculous. You might as well just put keywords for each one.
What do you want? What would you call this one? Name it.
I call them all the same thing.
What?
Bonnie's a cunt.
I do love you. I think you're the best thing on the planet. You're my soulmate. Don't you believe in soulmates?
I don't believe in soulmates.
Don't. What do you... What do you believe
well,
in?
I think I do believe in sticking it out. That's what I believe.
Uh-huh.
You made your bed, now lie in it.
Yeah.
That's how I look
dog
at marriage.
Pee. Then she gets a dog.
Oh, my God.
And doesn't want to potty train it.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't want to do the crate.
Oh,
she
my
wants
God.
Me, what?
Rich, you yell at me every day that I have to train the dog. It's like you're the one who got the dog, and you're the one who's like... You just
you
like
kept saying get
Rain
a dog, so my job was to find the dog. You said get Rain a dog, and which I did a lot of
I'm
work.
I'm training her the best that I can.
I did a lot of work.
So if you
work.
Want me to train her, then you just better shut up.
I did a lot of work trying to find a dog for her. Fucking went to
all right,
die.
Can okay. we be done? Do we have to do this? What I did. Let's call this show What I Did and What Rich Did.
No, I'm
oh,
not.
Oh, who did more? Like, okay, folks, can you tweet us who you think does more?
No, I'm
well, not. With the dog, I think Rich does more. But general household stuff sounds like Bonnie does more. Rich just sits down at the table, expects to get served, like he's in an old West movie. Who does more in the business end of things? Well, don't let the Mick Voss fool you, because I think the Mick actually does more.
It's your
Rich does go on the road, but he plays a lot of golf, and he won't read his emails. So
what am I supposed to do on the road?
I'm gonna go BRB on this one, folks. BRB. No, it's BBR.
What's that?
Bonnie does more in Mick Voss. Bonnie does more in the household. Rich does more with the dog. BBR.
I hate to break the news to you. On the road, what am I supposed to
do? Do you hate to break it, or you love to break it?
I hate to break it.
You should start saying, I'd love to break this news to you. Because that's really what it is. You think you got something so good.
And then this morning.
I hate to break it.
Then this morning, we had to move our cars.
We had to move our cars.
Because they're paving.
So what? Who cares? You had to fucking walk 3 feet, go get into another
car. And Bonnie wanted to sleep late, so I said, let me move her car for her.
I took a nap because I got up.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Doesn't answer her phone, keeps it down. I have found her phone all the way downstairs when she's upstairs. Okay. I bring my phone with me everywhere I go.
Oh, did you take it yesterday when you were leaving?
I came back in and got it.
Okay. Did you come back in and get it?
I sent Raina in.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, I bring my phone.
I think Raina does more work when it comes to finding phones and chargers.
She's a cutie. She's getting cuter and cuter. Then Bonnie goes out and buys Raina hair dye and tells everybody it's going to last 3 or 4 months.
That's what said on the box.
Yeah, and it lasted like not even 2 weeks, and I told Bonnie to bring it back, to take it
what
back.
What do I bring it back? Just like a fucking cut off some hair and take it in there? This is what's left of that hair dye. Okay, folks, thanks a lot, everybody. No, I saw you taking a deep breath like you're getting ready for fucking round two. Let's get out. Let's get the fuck out.
Don't you have a big show coming up Saturday?
Oh, Saturday, Cornelius Street Cafe.
Are tickets selling?
Tickets are selling like hotcakes. And I think we all know hotcakes haven't been a big seller in many years. Yeah, so come to that Cornelius Street Cafe. Go to the Cornelius Street Cafe website to get tickets. And then on Friday, I got shows all in New York City. But next Saturday, the 23rd, I'm going to be in Scranton, Pennsylvania at a Hollow, something Hollow Bar.
The hollow inside of your...
The
being?
Hollow inside of my vagina. No, what's it called? You did it.
I don't
it.
Know. I don't fucking know.
It looks so stupid, but...
Sometimes his gigs are okay. The kid hustles.
Well, you can go to that if you're...
Oh, I never talked about that fucking texting thing I did last week where the guys did the roast with the texts in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got it real quick. I got to talk about this.
Nobody cares. Honestly.
I got to leave.
Nobody cares. Does anyone care? Think about it.
Yes.
Realistically, could this story wait until next week? Absolutely.
No, because then it'll be 2 weeks old.
It doesn't matter. No one cares about it now. So who gives a shit if it's 2 weeks old?
Well,
it's just like, hey, here.
Yeah, they want to hear stuff.
Here's a hell gig that I want to talk about.
No,
but
Sean,
you
no.
could talk about it next week, is all I'm saying.
What about my show in the casino? You don't think they want to hear that?
Why do you keep calling it a casino? How what do you think it's spelled?
Casino. I'm getting a call. It's Don Wicklund again.
Okay. Thanks a lot, everybody.
Hello?
Hang up.
Wait, hold on. Hello?
Rich.
I'm not getting a call. He keeps butt dialing.
Okay.
Me.
Let's just end it. You
All
can
right.
call him back and figure out what that is.
Okay. Listen,
and
then, folks.
And you know what? Get that story, that hell gig story.
The gazebo
story also.
The texting one.
Put them both on. Say them into your phone. Send it behind the wall. $1.99, folks. Go get the app, then go to Riotcast.
I don't know if you can
get
send,
the premium.
I don't know how to send that much data.
Okay, I'll help him, but you'll see it behind the wall.
Are you done? All right. This weekend I'm in Allentown at Wisecrackers Friday and Saturday, and then next weekend Thursday through Saturday I'm at Mohegan Sun. I love my wife, and I love my life. If you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richfoss.com. Thank you. Goodbye. See you next week. This was a good one.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.